From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama was in Minneapolis on Saturday promoting his call for a major overhaul of the nation's health care system. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
It felt a lot like the 08 campaign, a big sports arena, a swing state, and some 15,000 people who turned out on a Saturday to see Mr. Obama. The president basically took the speech he delivered to a joint session of Congress Wednesday and amped it up for an audience in a professional basketball arena. Mr. Obama repeated that his plan will lower costs and prevent insurance companies from canceling plans and denying coverage for pre-existing conditions. And he said he sees a public option run by the government as the best way to provide coverage for the rising number of uninsured. He'll hold more such rallies in the weeks ahead. Don Gagne, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Back in Washington, tens of thousands rallied at the Capitol to protest President Obama's health care overhaul plan. NPR's Jasmine Garst was there.
Imitating protesters at the original Boston Tea Party, Rick Spletter from Rockwell, Texas, came to the rally dressed in Native American costume. Squatting high on top of a column overlooking thousands at the nation's capital, he shared his views on government spending.
I've had a great life, but I want my kids and future grandkids to have the same. It will not happen unless our government begins to rein it in, we reduce the size of government, and we get to the point that people are going back to the Constitution, which has been so abominated, if you'll excuse the pun.
Rally speakers included Georgia Republican Representative Tom Price and South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Washington.
The women's final at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships is set. Belgium's Kim Clijsters will play Caroline Wozniacki. Clijsters reached the final by beating defending champion Serena Williams on a penalty point in tonight's rain-delayed semifinal match. In the other semifinal, Wozniacki beat Janita Wickmeyer. The two firefighters who died fighting that big wildfire north of Los Angeles are being hailed as heroes. A memorial service at Dodger Stadium for Ted Hall and Arnie Quinones drew firefighters from across the state. The two died 2 weeks ago while trying to find an escape route for dozens of other firefighters whose mountaintop camp had been overrun by flames. Captain John Santero of the Los Angeles County Fire Department was a friend of Hall's.
Ted gave his life so that over 70 others might have theirs. I can't think of anything more noble and more courageous than that.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Vice President Joe Biden also spoke at the service. Meanwhile, the blaze has scorched hundreds of square miles and destroyed dozens of homes. It's not expected to be fully contained before Tuesday. This is NPR News. Five U.S. troops are among nearly 50 people killed in attacks across Afghanistan Saturday. The military says two of the Americans were hit by a roadside bomb while in the eastern part of the country. Meanwhile, police in northern Kunduz province say a raid targeting Taliban insurgents who help foreign fighters and suicide bombers infiltrate the region has killed 11 insurgents. French photographer Willy Ronis, best known for his portrayals of post-war Paris and Provence, has died at the age of 99. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Ronis's black and white photos embodied and immortalized Paris après-guerre. The little boy running in the street with a baguette, lovers smooching on a balcony overlooking the city. He was the last of the great French photographers best known for their shots of quirky everyday life in Paris. The other greats, Ronis's contemporaries, were Robert Doisneau and Henri Cartier-Bresson. Willy Ronis was born in Paris to refugee parents from the Ukraine and Lithuania. Though he studied law, he ended up taking over his father's photography studio. In the post-war years, Ronis's photos of fashion and industry were published in prestigious magazines like Life and Vogue. But Ronis's special passion was the portrayal of everyday life in Paris, its streets and its people, particularly the working class. President Sarkozy called Ronis a poet who immortalized the simple and joyous life of an epoch gone by. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A hostage situation in Kansas is over. Police say a couple being held hostage in their home in Dover escaped when their captor fell asleep. Police then stormed the house and shot the suspect, who was wanted in connection with a homicide investigation in Colorado. He is expected to recover. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.